You know, with Mallory McMorrow in this Democratic Senate primary, you had kind of somebody on the spectrum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Haley Stevens is more the moderate, the establishment Democrat.
Yeah.
Then it was Mallory McMorrow, the liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Abdul Al-Sayed, who's the far left progressive.
Yes.
And so if you are a Democrat, you probably saw yourself in one of those categories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now with Mallory McMorrow out of this race, there are a lot of voters that were in her camp, in her corner,
mm-hmm.
that now they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so where do you go? Because now you're left with more of the moderate establishment.
Or the progressive.
Or the progressive.
Yeah.
And it's proving an opportunity for voters here in Michigan to pick where you want to go with this thing. Again, this is just for Democrats. It's not in a head-to-head election in the midterms.
Right.
But in the primary, they've got an option. And Nancy Kaffer, the editorial page editor with the Detroit Free Press, wrote about just that and joins us this morning. Nancy, it's good to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Where are you getting the sense that voters are at this point? Because there is certainly is a mad dash to find a home for those Mallory McMorrow supporters. And as you point out, they've got options here.
You know, I don't really think that there's a clear answer as to where Trey McMorrow voters will fall. I think, it's going to depend on why they were drawn to her candidacy. Like you pointed out, she combined, many of the qualities of each candidate. She was more liberal, more progressive than Haley Stevens, has more legislative experience, isn't quite as far left as Abdul Al-Sayed. So if you were a voter who valued her as a candidate because she had legislative experience, for example, then you might go to Stevens. But if you weren't comfortable with Stevens's more sort of status quo, more kind of cautious policy approaches, then maybe you go to Al-Sayed. It's among the voters I've talked to, I don't think there's a clear sense of falling neatly into one camp.
Nancy, for years, the conventional wisdom has been that independents, not the Democrat or the Republican base, decide these statewide elections. Are we kind of watching that theory being challenged in real time?
Well, we're definitely watching it being challenged. But yes, that is absolutely what all of us who cover politics and follow politics have understood correctly about Michigan elections, is you have your Republican base and your Democratic base who, reliably turn out to vote for the candidate of their party. And then there's that roughly 10% of independents in the middle who swing back and forth. They're the reason that Donald Trump won in 2016. They're the reason Joe Biden won in 2020 and the reason Kamala Harris lost in 2024. So, but yes, I think that this election, we're seeing that conventional wisdom challenged. Is it going to hold? I got to tell you, Lloyd, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I've been covering politics here for 26 years. I'm used to having a better sense of how things are going to shake out.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why somebody like Kamala Harris loses is I don't think she was the strongest candidate that the Democrats had. She was elevated.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she was the strongest candidate. And I'm curious to know if you think that voters here in Michigan ahead of this primary are thinking forward. If you are unhappy with this administration that's currently in place, the leadership of the Republicans on Capitol Hill, are people thinking, okay, well, who is going to be my best option to win this race come November? Or who am I most interested in winning this primary race? Like, I think those are two very separate things.
Oh, yeah, Democrats are, the candidacy of progressive candidates like Abdul Al-Sayed is driven at least in part by a lot of anger from Democrats at their own party, right? The Free Press endorsed Mallory McMorrow shortly before she dropped out. It was great timing. After our endorsement came out, some folks were very pleased with it, and others were very angry about it. I heard from Democrats who have far harsher words for McMorrow or for Stevens than for Mike Rogers, who's the presumptive Republican nominee for the Senate race, which is not typically what happens. You did a great job of sketching out where Al-Sayed, McMorrow, and Stevens are on this political spectrum. But all of them have far more in common with every Democrat in Michigan politically than Mike Rogers does. All of them want to expand healthcare and think that government needs to take a bigger role in paying for it. Mike Rogers wants to roll back some key provisions of the ACA and restrict more access to healthcare. So it's very it's a weird situation when you have Democrats who are angrier at Democrats who don't totally agree with them than they are at a Republican who really disagrees with them.
You know, one thing your column highlights is that Democrats aren't just choosing a nominee. They're kind of testing a political strategy. Is this really a referendum on what kind of Democrat can beat Republicans in 2026?
It's a referendum on where we're at right now, because politics is not the same thing. Again, this conventional wisdom has been around for a while, but before that, you know, it's different wisdom. It's like we kind of learn things from each cycle. So yeah, progressives for a long time have said, status quo isn't okay. Establishment Democrats or moderates aren't the right way. There's a lot of anger in 2024 from many Democrats when, you know, Kamala Harris was campaigning with Liz Cheney or someone. People felt that she was more interested in moderates or even moderate Republicans than in progressive or left-wing Democrats. So yes, the progressives for years have said, we're the ones who can win. We're the ones who can activate more voters. And that just hasn't happened. That there's no documentary evidence that that was true. This is like they're going to shoot their shot here, right? If Abdul Sayed is the nominee, then progressives will say, this is a test case. We can get a guy through the primary. But then they got to get through the November general election. And if that were to happen, then, yeah, I think it would reshape very much our idea of who is electable here.
Really interesting stuff. Interesting piece in the Detroit Free Press. Nancy Caffer, thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate you.
Yeah, you got it. And again, the reason I asked the question of where are Democratic voters at, and if you're a Democrat and you want to answer, I'd love to hear from you, 800-859-0957. But are you thinking about just – because there has to be a little forethought. You have to look into the future and say, okay, if Mike Rogers is going to be the candidate like he looks like
he is. He's waiting in the wings.
Who can beat him?
Yeah.
Who can beat him?
Right. As opposed to like
– if I'm just so unhappy with the politics of now,
right.
Who can beat him?
Yeah.
It's not just who's going to win against Stevens and El Sayed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know that people are feeling that way. And again, I don't know that Michigan is ready for the politics and the viewpoints of somebody like an El Sayed. We'll take a break. More coming up next here on JR Morning.